We're up now to Perek Dalu Mishne Ches. Question is, at what point in time are you allowed to eat grapes? In the year of Shemitah. Until what time are you allowed to eat grapes? He called me. When it brings forth water, so when it brings forth water, when it gets wet, baisa are grapes, unripened grapes.
So how do they bring water?
I guess it means when there's moisture, when there's grape juice. There is juice in the grapes. So now you're allowed to eat it in the field. You're allowed to pluck it off the trees and eat it, but you're not allowed to bring it into the house, because bringing this into the house will cause it to be damaged, will cause it to be lost. It's boisa means unripened grapes. They're not fully ripe. No, it's grapes. What boisa is a term that is miyuchad, that is designated for grapes. So mishavish mayim, when it gets full of moisture, when it fills it with liquid, oichal by pita basad. Now you'll not eat the pita basad. You can eat the bread in the field.
You can eat the bread with it.
You can eat it with bread in the field, because the remember yesterday the question is, if you're going to harvest it, it's going to be called, you're going to the street and mafs it. If you cut it off the tree prematurely, it's hefset. Okay, ha'boyser mishavi mayim. Here's the boyser. Mishnitan lischoit es hanav. When you can squeeze the grapes, ulhoitzi mehem mashke mutu loichla mesada. You're allowed to eat in the field. Avladayin also loitzam blebeis. But you're not allowed to bring it into your house.
When they're ready to squeeze, they're not ready to bring it.
Right. Avladayin also loitzam blebeis. But you're not allowed to bring it into your house. Okay, so boisa mishavi mayim oichal by pita basad the pair came next. Now what about hivish? Okay, mishavi mayim. Let's see what's over here in the rav mishavi mayim. She soicha toyviyotzim elu matmashka. You squeeze it, and water comes out. Then you're allowed to take it to the. Then you're allowed to take it to the house. But you're not taking it to the field, because take it to the field, you're going to destroy it, because it's not yet ready for eating. Hivish. Now hivish. What does it mean hivish? Hivish mishehivishu. He has a different word in the Rav. Mishehivishoy, mishayikru basha. When you call it basha, what is basha? V'haynu kishayaschilu v'nispashal v'nispashal ad shehachatzonim shebefnim nir mivuchutz mitoy chaklipa. When it begins to ripen. What is it called? Begins to ripen when you can already see, you can discern that there are seeds inside, when the seeds are bulging. To ripen, the seeds inside, you can already see that there are seeds that are bulging, that are trying to come out through the skin. So what then is the halacha? Once it begins to ripen, so you can already bring it to your house. And already once it reached the state when you can already see that there are seeds, then it's chayv in maisa. Good. Okay, let's see. No, that's it. That's okay. So that's all Mishnah. Habayser grapes. Mishavi mayim. Eichel by pita besodah. So you're allowed to eat in the field when it ripens. Yeah. What's it called? Ripen. According to the ripen, the figure shows hivish means when it's called basha. It's another term for grapes.
What's a basha?
Basha means a grape, and you can see the seeds. You can see the seed. You can see that in the shell. You can detect that there are seeds that are blossoming.
That's when you know it's fully ripe.
Yes.
When I can see the seeds.
Yes. So koine is the sechbe. So v'chein kayotze bo b'shoyit shnei shavua chay b'maishos. In the b'shor shnei shavua, in the other years of Shemitah, when the grapes develop to the point when you can see that there are seeds, then chay b'maishos. That's already the zman when there's a chiv maishos. And if it's the second year, it's maishos. First, second year, it's maishos. Rishon maishos sheni. Third year, it's maishos ani. Four or five is my service shani, and 6 years is my sa'ani. Chaim Masras. Good? Mishnah test. Zeise mishmi sheyachnis bervias lasar. Or zeisim olives mishiachnis revias lasa'a. When you can bring a revias lasa'a, put seya voichel basade. Okay, so we have the olives. Let's see, revias lasa'a. Kisha shemisa zeisim yachal hoitz revias. When you have one saw. If you have a saw which is 30 core, a saw is 30 core, I think, right? Is that what it is?
You know.
When a saw of zeisim is able to extract, produce a revius of a loik. Okay.
Oh, so now we finished doing grapes. Now we're doing zeis.
Olives.
Yeah. So when it's mishach, this is revius of a saw, but see, we ask the sun.
Then what you do is potseya. Derech hazeisim lufotzon kedei lemasek meiri rusan. Potseya means you can break open.
You can let it like leak out the.
Let's see. Potseya derech hazeisim lufotzon to crack them open. Lufotzon means to make to break them. Lepatzon means to potseya means to break open, like to break for the katzlocha.
Like break through.
To break through. So potseya derech hazeisim lefatzon to crack them. Potseya means to crack, like a walnut. You crack open.
Let's say he's talking about
to sweeten their bitterness. Bitterness. Right? It's very hard to sweeten the bitterness. So here it is. Let's see over here. So zeisim. Okay, you have one sub zeisim, which is 14,440. I don't know what that means. The sheer centimeter. What does that mean? Smak. Smak is centimeters? No. The sheer hachazonish. Mishetitain saw zeisim revius haloik shemen. When you'll take a saw of zeisim and you'll squeeze it, and you'll able to produce a loik shemen. Mishetitain saw zeisim revius haloik shemen. Mutu lupoitzad ma'ochlam besade. If the seeds already have so much, when a saw of zeisim can produce a revius haloik, here's a loik. And that's Urviyas alike. See, small, not liquid. When all of these can already produce one Urviyas, that's already a Zman when they've begun to ripen. And once they've begun to ripen, you're allowed to eat it in the Sod. It's already ripened to a small degree.
With your bread.
With your bread.
Olive spread. They have a pomegranate, olive spread.
They do?
Oh.
They do?
God. They have all kinds of spreads.
I don't go to pomegranate.
You
can break it open. You can crack it open. You crack it open. You can in the field. Once already, then koi seish. Ichnis chatzis saw shne spashul adshu yocholoytzi chatzis saw. You can crush it. Koi seish means to crush it. V'soch basade, and you're allowed to smear your flesh with it in the field. Ichnis a shalish, a third of a saw. Koi seish basade. The koi neis the sech base. Then you can do both. Okay, so what's this over here? It's hard to
concentrate. It's very loud this morning.
Poitseya.
They made it for the whole song here.
It produced a chatsi like. It produced a chatsi like kaisish.
A little bit of oil. So that's enough that it should whatever, right? Yeah, a lot. Yeah, it produces some juice.
You can crush it. You crush it. The soch basa. Then you can smear your flesh in the field.
I thought you could eat with the bread.
No, there's no mention of bread here. He became ripe to the point where you can extract. you can extract a chatzi loik from one saw.
Yeah.
Okay, hechnisu shlish, sheniskadlu shlish also. Hechnisu shlish means that it grew now to a third of its full maturity. Sheniskadlu shlish, mimash asidim lehiskadel. It grew to one third of its full maturity, nami or, shemoitzi mehen achshav shlish mimash shemoitzi lesa. Or means shemotzi mehen achshav shlish a third mimash shemotzi lesa mishemispash liyafe. It produces a third of the oil that it will produce when they will be fully ripened. Ripe. Okay.
Produces a third.
Hechnisu shlish means one of two things. Either it means that it's a third its full maturity, or it means that the amount of oil that it's producing now is a third of what it will produce when it fully ripens.
Okay,
so it's now a high madrega. So when you reach that madrega koiseish, you can crush it. You can crush it in the field, basadeh. And you can also the koineis l'sech beso, and you can bring it into your house.
And nobody wants it. What is he looking for?
Lechein kayotz.
Why would I want it?
What does he want?
We learned this the year, so we went back to the last few Mishnayos that you're not allowed to destroy food in the year of Shemitah. If you chop down, if you pluck something that's not fully ripened and do not eat it immediately, that is called destruction. That's called hefsed.
Yeah.
So you have to cut it. If you want to be able to store it in your house for a prolonged period of time, it must be fully developed, or must be developed to a significant degree where it's not going to get ruined when you bring it to your house.
Yeah. The other degree was that you could get some look out of it, right?
Yeah.
And drink it in the field. That's okay also.
And drink in the field. If it reaches this state of one third, it's chayav b'maasros. Ushoko peres ilon ki oynoson l'maasros the zman when the chayav b'maasros kach oynoson l'shvius. Okay, kach oynoson l'shvius. Let's go back to that over here. Now it's producing a third of how much it will produce when it's fully ripened. Okay? And then it says, when it comes to other fruits, just like what does that mean? You may not eat from them in Shemitah.
And he makes it into
Ad Sheyagiu until it reaches Lo'inas Masros, the Zman, the time of Meiser, Hamafurish, that is specified with Perakamba de Masros, the Davka to Einim Banav Dav when it comes to figs and grapes, the Zaysim when it comes to figs. We had on these Mishnayis only three things: figs, Anav, and Zaysim. Regilim Lechol Kaidim Bishulim Lefichdif Reetiu Lechol Mihem Besada Beshvitz Kaidim Sheyagiu Lo'inas Samas. So we really learned in these last Mishnayos only three different types of fruits: figs, grapes, and olives. Because figs, grapes, and olives, it's possible to eat from them even before they fully ripen. But when it comes to other types of fruits, it's normally you don't eat from them until they fully develop. So therefore, the zman of when you're allowed to eat them in the field is the same zman when it's chayv and meiser. Okay?
Good.
You seem very tired.
No, just can't hear you.
Okay. Let's see what it says over here in the picture. So, let's say it's now hechnisa chatzei loik. Let's say it's already chatzei loik. So zesim, one so zesim produces 14,400 b'shir chazonish as a sov zesim, and now is a chatzei loik. No, it's a quarter of a loik. Now it's a chatzei loik. Mishayitain so zesim chatzei loik shemen mutul asoysan shemen. Now you can use it as oil lasuch basade to smear the oil basade. You're allowed to take it and squeeze it and apply the oil to your body. You want to have smooth skin.
Yeah?
Smooth skin. Okay, what does it say? What does it mean, potseya? Notice he's saying a rock.
Yeah.
A rock, and he's cracking open the olive. You see there's a crack in the olive?
Yep.
Al yidei shabat tzeis son mematik nivrosan. Do cracking it. When you crack it, you sweeten it. Okay, next. Echnisu shlish. Zayish shenigmar gil. This is complete. It's a whole. This is a mishagia shlish. This is a third of its full growth. Okay. Mishagia shlish migiduloi hamolei mutu lachnisu lebayis. You can bring into the house. Okay. Echnisu shlish. Now this means zayis. This is zayish shenigmar giduloi. When it's complete, it produces a lot of oil. When it's complete, when it's fully developed, it produces a lot of oil. Now this is second parish. When this is a third of the oil that it will produce. Okay, like the two perushim. These are the two perushim we learned when we learned the Mishnah. That what does it mean a third? A third of them means that the olives are one third of the maturity, or a third means that right now it's producing a third of the oil that it will produce when it fully develops. Good. Okay. Then all other elons. All of the trees. No, that's already the next mission. All these pips are already the next mission. So we finish this Mishnah. Okay, we chaz the Mishnah. Mishnah test. You with me? Your eyes are closing.
Very interesting stuff.
Very interesting stuff.
I'm going to get those minutes in.
Zeisim, mi shiachnitzoi revias lasa. When olives, when they produce a revius of shemen, l'saw. Here is a whole saw. You have a saw of zeisim, and it's mishiachnitzu revius l'saw, revius loygia l'saw. So what is the halacha? The halacha is poitseya. You can crack it open. You see what we did over here? Take a rock and break it open. V'oichel basan yichni basadeh. Hichnisa is chatzi leg. Let's say it's not a revius. It's not a revius, but it's even more. It's all chatzi leg. Then not only can you eat it, you can even koisesh, means you can crush it. That's a much more greater degree of crushing. And v'soch basa, then smear and apply the oil to your flesh basa. Hichnisa is shalish. When the olives develop to a third of their maturity, koiseish basadeh, you can crush basadeh. The koineis the sechbeisai, and you can even go bring it into your house. The chen chayeres v'mshoshne shavua, and likewise other times of the year, once it reaches the third of its maturity, it's already the zman when the chiv ma'aser begins. The chen chayeres v'mshoshne shavua chayav the masras u'shar kol peiros. With regard to all other types of fruits, so the zman when you're allowed to go and eat it is the zman when you chayv mice, which basically means it has to be already fully developed. Is that good?
Yeah.
Is it clear the Mishnah?
Yeah.
Mishnah Yud. Meimosai ein kaitz ne'ilam shvius. When are you not allowed to cut a tree in shvius? What does the Mishnah say? We're not going to be able to finish this to start at least. Why? What does that mean?
Let's take a look at it.
Kol yid mishum, once the minions come forth. Let's see the Rav. Ein kaitz ne'ilam shvius, mishum the lo'ach lo'amar rachman of lo'il hafsit. Shreid netar, you're allowed to eat. Since the Eibishter was mafka the peros, im yikotet son hare goizeles ha'arabim. If you're going to cut the tree down, you're causing a loss. Since these peros are hefker, you're causing a hezek to the rabbin. So he got into the street and he destroyed the public property. You're destroying public property, so you're not allowed to go cut down the branches. You're not allowed to cut down the branch in the year of Shemitah.
You go to somebody's field, some stranger, or a regular person who owns his field. What's going on here?
Your own field. This is your own field. Because in the year of Shemitah, the fruits are hefka. The fruits are hefka. Therefore, by you cutting down the tree now in the year of Shemitah, you're causing loss to the tzibur.
I'm not allowed to cut down the tree no matter what.
What? A fruit tree is saying not allowed to cut down.
Yeah.
I don't know, good kash, I don't know the answer. You're not allowed to cut that fruit tree. Ain't cut it to Mishum, the Akhla Machmana below the half. Anish Mandi came to the Akhmana La Peros, and you cut son. If you cut down the Peros, Tari Goyz less Harabim. You're stealing from the Rabbim. Yud Beis, Zepher Sharam, the Rambam. Utamani Lamb Pimparish Tam Acher. Mimimashan Begumar, different Akhla of Lul Half. I'm Toys Shumtif. He doesn't have Stam, why do you have to say because he mastered the Tzibur? The reason is partial. The reason why you're not allowed to do this is because you're causing a loss to them. Is because la'och love lehefsit. You're only allowed in the year of Shemitah to eat. You're not allowed to cause a loss. La'och love lehefsit. So by cutting the perishvias, by cutting down the perishvias, prematurely, you're causing a loss. You're causing a loss. Okay, ain kaitetzin, ain was san kaitetzin l'mashvias. Veshama, veshama is kol. Veshama, emim kol ilan mishayetzi. Every tree mishayetzi, once it begins to produce fruit, it's already aser. Why is it aser? La'achla l'hevsed. Number two, you guys l'rabin. L'beis hilayim, so says hecharuvin carbs mishayishal sheilu. Mi she ye sha le shehu. What does that mean? Mi she ye tzit chilas ilam b'mei nisan, when it begins to produce fruit. Mi she ye sha le shu. Mi she yaskilu lehachved lebloisan kein shalshelas. When it looks like a chain. It looks like a chain. Let's see. Achru mishayishaleishu b'shosha nasu kvedim. They get very heavy. And when it gets very heavy, the ayidei kach nasu tuluim ilan, they hang on the tree mishaleishu from this stage. Also, look at tzilan, when it gets very heavy, you're not allowed to cut it down. Adayin loy nasa kvedim. In this picture, they're not yet kvedim. At this point, they're not yet heavy. They're not yet drooping. Memela. Adayin mutu look. So it's ilon. You're allowed to cut it down.
Why?
It's not yet drooping. It's not yet too heavy.
Why is that a reason to cut it down?
I don't know. It's not called developed. Okay, I have to stop here.